SpongeBob with fire in mouth, outside, bleak, death, kill, kill intent, murder everything, SpongeBob. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first podcast, also the only podcast to ever exist. Today, I'm here with my special guests, Mr. Doplex and Mr. Lars. Give it up for them. Was that good?
Yeah, that was great.
Beautiful. That's fantastic.
It's really interesting. It's like we have this Undertaker-style streak going right now where it's like for the last 13 episodes in a row, I think, the guest has made the joke that they're the hosts. It's really great.
I know. I listened to it. I was like, you know what? I think that's the root. I thought that was just like something you had to do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's we're sleeper agents, and if you use that joke, we all awaken and kill the nearest person to us.
Oh, perfect.
Dark.
It's not dark. Right. You know it is dark. This song. Audio Jungle. See, that it's spooky season, right? We're in October. So I wrote this song in commemorance, is that a word? I don't think I've ever used that before. In commemorance,
sure. Let's call it a word.
In remembrance, in celebration of the best month of the year. It's October, b****es.
I was kind of hoping you had something a little bit more spooky, but...
Thank you. That's our show, everybody.
That's
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, it's fun, guys.
All right.
Anthony, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I am a 19-year-old college student who started YouTube as a joke, and now I can't escape it.
That's it. No, all right. So I make videos on YouTube. I have been for a year and a half now. I hate new YouTube. I hate, like, you know, the typical vlogs and commentary. So I've just tried to, like, bring back 2012 Smosh.
Shut up!
In whatever way I can. And
well, you're doing it right.
Thank you.
You even have the right first name for it, too. It works.
I do, yeah. I'm trying to take over Anthony Padilla. That guy's... Mm-mm.
Yeah, any relation to Anthony Padilla?
Yeah, we're actually brothers, so...
Oh, I figured because you guys have the same first name.
Yeah, the first name gives it away, yeah.
Right. Although you don't have hair anymore, so...
Yeah.
You're no longer a part of hair YouTube. Right.
Yeah, I was really disappointed to see that. You're Drew Goodens, you're Scott the Wazes, so you've left the ranks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hair YouTube's a little bit overrated anyways. I want to go with the underdogs, the Fantanos and the Sean Evans of the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Of course. Are there any other bald YouTubers? I mean, there's Scott Everman.
Scott Everman.
Yeah, Binging Seth, with Bobo. Yeah. Seth Everman. There's Lord Vega.
There's kind of two tiers here, though. Like, no, because you got to do, like, bald by choice, which is, you know, your anthos. And then there's bald by just beginning f***ed by male pattern baldness.
Mm,
so you got your
bald by
resauces.
Fate.
Is Babish bald by choice?
I think he is. I think because he doesn't want to get hair in the food. It's classic chef move. Congratulations, Babish.
That sounds like the biggest excuse in the world to cover up for
well,
that.
He's got a beard, though. He's got a beard. So wouldn't he just
Ooh.
Drop little beard curlies in his cake mixes from the office?
You have flipped my whole argument on its head.
And that's our show, everybody.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, oh, he has a beard, therefore he doesn't have male pattern baldness. I thought you were making that kind of... Okay.
Oh, no, I was saying that the beard hairs would go in the food.
I mean, your beard hairs aren't constantly shedding from you.
Yeah, but I mean... I mean, neither is your head hairs, depending on who you are. Like, my hair doesn't shed. Is it silent for me, or is it you guys not talking? What's happening?
I'm waiting for you. Listen. I'm the host of the show. I get it, but like, I'm still waiting for you guys to ask the questions. I know everything about you guys. I did my homework.
Yeah.
I thought I lost connection. I don't know. You guys are just being XD quirky awkward.
You know, it's one of those situations where it's like there's a beat and it just keeps going, and I just wanted to leave you hanging out to dry for as long as I could. Okay, so Anthony, right. I'm gonna throw a curveball at you and ask a semi-serious question.
Oh, what's that? What's a serious question?
Uh-oh, there's someone skateboarding by. I'll give him a chance to... Hey, skateboarder. Okay. So, obviously, your bread and butter, your core, you know, daily content, as they call it, even though it's not really daily, is doing kind of weird stuff on campus. And, you know, embarrassing yourself for views and stuff. For the greater good.
Yes.
And you can't really do that anymore. So, my question is, how were you adjusting to... having to kind of be a virtual YouTuber at this point.
Oh, VTuber. I wish that was what I, you know, what I thought it meant at first. The anime YouTubers. Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, it sucked at first. Literally, like, the whole point of my YouTube channel was, like, I go in public and do stuff with people. And then I can't, because then I'll get canceled. So, I've adjusted, actually.
I thought you were going to say, then I'll get cancer.
No, I don't think that'll happen. I don't think. But, yeah, I had to do this whole, like, from home thing. And it's worked out now, but at first it was like, what am I doing? Yeah. But it's tough for everyone. I just got interviewed for, like, TubeFilter about this. And, you know, every YouTuber has just immensely struggled, except for, like, commentary channels who are just thriving right now.
Yeah, in front of their computers.
This really is the golden era for people whose entire job on YouTube is literally just to talk. Like, nothing has changed for them whatsoever.
Nope, not even a little. But, you know, there are good channels like that, though, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Duplex is one of them. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, like, I haven't uploaded, so my excuse is just pure laziness. Hey, nothing's changed with COVID for me, so that's cool.
Fair enough. I don't think it's really lazy to be, like, a full-time editor for Rooster Teeth, Duplex. You can give yourself a little bit more credit than that.
I mean, I'm still late. I'm still sitting on my ass either way. But this isn't about me, Anthony. I want you to tell me what is the methla meaning of life?
Oh man, you're up to date. You're up to date, attaboy. The methla
that
meaning
made
of
me
life.
Laugh so hard.
Thank you.
This is a really good bit.
It's to spend life with the people you love, and to do a lot of meth. That last part's a joke.
No, it's not.
FBI agent who is listening to this podcast, I do not condone the use of meth.
What if the FBI agent is listening, does meth, and he does condone it?
Attaboy, I mean, power to him. You know, I always think about that. I want to get everyone's opinion. I'm positive at some point in my internet career, an FBI agent or like some Secret Service dude has been listening to me. And just every part of me hopes it's like when I'm watching like some hentai or something, and he's getting into it. Like, he's kind of happy for me. We kind of got the same thing going on. Because at any point, he could be listening in, right? Like, it could be when I'm editing, or it could be, like, when I'm watching, like, some tentacle hentai. So,
right.
You guys get that, like, weird feeling that you're being watched on the internet, too, right?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, mostly because it's just true. Like, that was confirmed to be a big problem. But, yeah, I also do get paranoid about that. Like, as the show grows over time, it's like, you gotta wonder. At some point, you're going to say some sort of phrase or something, and then that's just, you know, you got your own rep. Kind of just, you know.
Like a cheerleader. He's like my FBI cheerleader.
He's like, yeah. Go first podcast. Like, he's really secretly a fan. Yeah.
He's like, yes, go for it, Ampo. He's so proud of me.
It's a really horny guardian angel.
There's the title of the episode. Okay. So, Anthony, how'd you get started with all this? What inspired you to embarrass yourself for views?
Oh, man. Okay, I'll go back to, like, square one. I made YouTube videos freshman year of high school just for fun. Like, didn't even make them public. Then I made a sketch comedy show with some buddies from high school junior year. And, you know, I stopped doing that. I was like, you know, it's about time I leave. Senior year, I was like, I want to make YouTube videos that, like, I want to make people, like, regret not clicking on the video. Like, that was, like, my whole thought process. And it started with, like, harassing people with Fat Yoshi, because like I thought, like, if I scrolled past that, I would be up at night just being like, man, like, what was that video about? And then, you know, I made that and I was like, this is funny, I want to keep doing this. And then I did. I have like no I don't have any respect for myself, like, in that regard. Like, I don't care if like I'm embarrassing myself, like, it's for a meme, right? Like, I'm not genuinely, like, I don't show up to school in a onesie because I think it's cool. I do it because I think it's funny, you know?
Right. Yeah, it was really interesting because, like, you're actually, like, we're joking around here, but there is that curiosity gap that comes from that kind of title. It reminds me, do you guys remember there was this creator who, he made that video where he would, like, surreptitiously put hot dogs into people's pockets at the grocery store?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I vaguely remember that, but I'm thinking of Frank Castle, where he tells people you dropped a hot dog and then starts a fight with them.
No, it's just really interesting because it's like you watch it and like you know what's going to happen in the video, but you still you're curious like exactly how it's going to play out. I think that's kind of the energy there.
Right.
Also, you didn't really harass people so much as you just kind of like annoyed them a little bit.
Yeah, it's like a minor inconvenience. You know, you're not.
Yeah.
Directly yeah, harassing.
I was like, I hate pranks where like people are actually uncomfortable. Like I like pranks where the prank is on the prankster, you know, like I think that's so much more interesting, right? Because like you can get away with so much more, right? Like I can only do so much to a dude in public before I get a restraining order filed on me, right? Mm-hmm. But I can do whatever the hell I want to myself and it's cool. So
please don't, for those of you that are listening, please don't take that advice. I feel like, or do actually, yeah, do if you do it, film it.
Yeah, film it and don't do anything too bad.
Like our good buddy Anthony Padilla here.
Yeah.
Anthony Padilla 2.0. Do you mind if I call you Anthony Padilla?
Oh, dude, for sure. That's totally cool.
All right, I won't do that. Just I don't want to cause any confusion.
Yeah, that's really disrespectful to him, but that's fine. Is this is kind of a permanent transition at this point? Are you going to be doing like green screen funny ha-has, or are you eager to jump back into wacky outside shenanigans?
Oh, one thing I feel like I've conditioned my audience, you know, is that like I upload kind of whatever I want. And like, obviously I'm going to put a lot of effort into it. And that's kind of like the only consistency. So right now I don't even have a choice. Like green screen style stuff is kind of the only thing I want to do.
Yeah.
But once I'm back in person and I can start going in public, like I'm going to do that stuff. A lot of my old content was just like highly edited, like vlog type content. It was like a little bit more intuitive. Yeah. And I love that type of stuff because like filming was actually fun, as opposed to like filming that avatar thing probably took like 2 or 3 like 12 hour sessions of filming. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was hell. It was so bad.
To be fair, you do the green screen stuff very well. Like I know that there's like a sect on YouTube that kind of centers their content around like making stuff in front of a green screen. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your Nakey Jakeys, I'm trying to think of others.
James Miller.
But obviously James Miller. your Anth pose, obviously. But I think the way you do it is so different than. I don't know, you have a really good way of, I'm trying to think of the best way to say, you have a good way of like setting a scene and then being able to execute that properly, but in a shitty way. You know, it's like it's like shitty in a good way, you know, where it's like obviously trying to be this like bootleg version of something, but it comes off very professional. Does that make sense?
No, that makes perfect sense. I would think about changing my YouTube bio to the highest low quality content on YouTube, because I think that's like somebody commented that on my video. I'm like, wow, like I literally am making like the highest effort, like low quality content on YouTube. Like I'm shit posting to like a certain extent. Like I'm not
right, but it's
like I'm purposefully like wearing terrible clothes and like misrepresenting characters, but like I'm still putting like 50 hours into the video. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's my point. Like you sell it so well. I mean, and honestly, it's YouTube, right? Like you don't need a whole like big budget kind of thing. But you kind of embody that, and you showcase that it is possible to if you're good at writing and editing, that's really all you need. You don't need a crazy, you know, camera or a crazy. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people who want to start YouTube, they think they need all this like crazy stuff to get started, but. I mean, you are obviously very successful and your shit is really fucking funny. And, you know, you do it well, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Best advice I always give people who want to make a YouTube channel is like, just do it on your iPhone. Like, why would you buy a $2,000 camera when like, first, you don't know how to use it. And second of all, the iPhone is like infinitely better in like most regards.
Yeah. Right.
Literally, it's so much better. Like, the only reason I use a camera is because like I do green screen stuff right now, but like once I'm in person, I might just go back to the iPhone. Like,
well,
it's just it's there and it works. And you don't have to play with anything.
Yeah,
I also kind of feel like there's this thing though where, like, yes, obviously the equipment doesn't matter as much as, you know, the talent, but then that's speaking of the talent, that's also really important in that kind of low technology situation where, like, you're just filming on an iPhone. Anyone can film on an iPhone, but to be able to condense, like, you know, an afternoon of dicking around at your school into an actually funny 2 to 3 minute clip, that actually requires some planning and some brain meats and stuff. So there's more to it than just that. Like,
yeah.
Not everyone has the ability to push those things down into a funny package that actually pays off and is worth watching. So
100%.
Yeah. And especially a lot of people think they have to rely on having like a 10 minute video, or I guess 8 minutes now. But I mean, you know, you're knocking out these 2 to 3 minute, sometimes 10 minute videos, and like, you know, you're doing just fine.
Mm-hmm. Literally at the end of the day, the only thing that matters, like realistically, is like, did you make a good video, right? Your camera quality and like your filmmaking prowess is like a very small part of that. Like, is it engaging? Is it funny? Is it a good story? You know, it's just, if people watch your video through all the way, it will do well, right? And that's kind of just a reality you have to face. Like, sometimes I make a bad video, I'm like, well, damn, like, no one's watching this. Like, of course it's not going to do well. So just the inevitability of it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, James Miller's tuned in. Hey, James. Also, there's also something though to the idea that, I mean, yeah, it's not too much about the quality of the stuff, but also, like, I notice you're not recording your videos on a blue snowball. Like, at some point you do upgrade your technology.
He's recording on 2 blue snowballs.
I would say the only like piece of equipment I like literally needed were lavalier microphones.
Mm-hmm.
I could have used my iPhone, but then I don't know. I feel like holding a phone kind of takes away from the whole purpose. But bro, since I bought lavalier microphones, they've like changed everything. It makes everything so much easier.
Yeah.
And they were like $100, so it wasn't that bad. But oh my gosh.
I noticed you mentioned in one of your videos, by the way, that you're going to business school. And I'm kind of curious, is this channel just a stop along the way towards like a more conventional career at some point? Or what are you kind of thinking with that?
Oh, Lars, I'm so happy you did your homework. This is so nice. yeah, I do go to business school. Balancing college and this is very difficult. I've always thought of YouTube as like a way to like improve myself creatively and like entertain people along the way and like make cool stuff. You know, like right now, like, you know, I make money off of YouTube, but I know that if I, you know, drop out of college, like I want to make sure I have something lined up in the future. And I don't want to, I think the longest you can last as a YouTuber is like 7 years realistically. Like PewDiePie is an exception. That man kills it.
Yeah.
That man is YouTube.
Yeah. He's so good at it. But I definitely want to, like, in a perfect world, like, you know, I'll get really good at doing parodies and then just like filmmaking in general. And then I can kind of transition into like more serious stuff. Still, like, I want to make funny things like my whole life. But if I want to make like a short film or like even a feature length film, it's on the bucket list. So we shall see. It's definitely a stepping stone.
Can you do a feature length film in your style? I would watch the fuck
oh
out of that.
My
I would watch the fuck out of that.
Yo, that's a 2 million subscriber special. It's a feature length Anpo green screen video. No, I'll say 10 million. No, 2 million is like, no, I'm not going to risk that.
Yeah, that could be tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see.
Or what if you just like remade a feature length film?
Oh, from front to back? That would be so funny. Hey, yo, you're giving me great ideas. Holy crap, I'm writing this down.
Well, don't just hand them all this stuff for free, Doplex.
No, more.
No, take them. Please, by all means. Would you like another song? I can give you another song.
Let's hear it.
Okay. This one's called Future House Number 2, Number 41 Under Dance.
Okay. Oh, dang, that was groovy.
Hey, thanks, dude. I haven't been working on that. I just pressed play. But
yeah, you've been getting a lot of mileage out of those preset beats.
I prefaced it with the title. I thought it was a given, you know.
All right. Okay.
All right. Anyway, continue, please.
I want to derail and ask you guys a question real quick. So, would you rather sit on a cake and eat a pee-pee or sit on a pee-pee and eat a cake?
I mean, is pee-pee, like, are you talking about a piss or a penis?
Oh, a penis.
And by sit on it, I mean, I'm assuming you're referring to gay sex or just literally sitting on a limp dick.
So direct.
No, sitting on it. And you can interpret it how you want. I just want to hear your thought process. This is like, you know, when you get interviewed for a job and they're just like looking for your thought process. That's what I'm trying to do right now. It's like very analytical.
Can we do like lots more of those kind of questions? Because I really like those. But yeah, let's get into this. Okay, so if I can interpret it as me just like, there happens to be like a limp penis and I like, I'm clothed and I'm technically sitting on it and I'm eating a piece of cake. That seems like the best outcome in that situation.
Sounds like a Tuesday afternoon for me.
What would you guys? What's your answer?
I would sit on a PP and eat a PP.
Oh,
okay. I was gonna say I'll eat the PP.
Do you have to sit on the cake?
Like, yeah, I'll sit on the cake and eat the PP. Like, I'm talking like actually eat it.
Yeah. All right, so you'd fully eat it.
Like,
you'd
some Fear Factor shit.
Okay, yeah, that's disgusting. All right, and I have one final question for your guys' interview, and then we're going to go through the screening process, and I'll let you guys know within 2 days if you got the job. So first, lastly, cool. I would like to ask, if you could keep a live bee in your mouth, and for every second you did, you got a single dollar, how many dollars would you potentially be able to get? Give me a high ball here.
For every second?
Yeah, so if you keep that bee in your mouth for like 2 hours, you're making some good money. If you keep it in for like 2 days, I mean, that's some really good money, you know?
Right, yeah. Okay. Can I eat the bee?
Has
like, can
be
I
alive.
Kill it?
Every second it's alive, you get a dollar.
Gotcha. Well, bees are typically pretty harmless, right? I mean, unless you're trying to eat their pee-pee. I'd probably get like $5 until it inevitably stings me and dies.
So just to clarify, this is a dollar per second?
Yes.
So that's $3,600 an hour?
Yeah.
Wait, 36.
I mean, I feel like I would just literally try to go as long as, like, I'd go for 10 years at that point.
Wait, isn't it 300? No, you're right. Yeah.
So it's what you learned at business school.
Wait, but what if the bee dies, though? And like I don't tell you, I just pretend like it's fine.
Well, this is a hypothetical, so that honestly, I'm gonna be honest, you don't get the job, because that was a very grim, pessimistic way to look at the question. But I appreciate you coming out today, and I hope to see you in a future interview.
Yeah, of course.
Do we have to keep the bee alive?
Yes.
Okay, so bees don't live very long, though, right?
Yeah,
bees live. Let's see. Hold on.
It's immortal. Hypothetically, it's immortal. It will stay alive as long as you keep it in your mouth and it doesn't sting you and you don't kill it.
Okay, so then I'd just be the weird bee guy.
You'd be the mouth guy, the bee mouth guy.
Yeah, he's like constantly making money out of nowhere and is just rich beyond his wildest dreams. And he's just got that one little quirk. I feel like
he's mute.
I don't know. Girls would be down with that. Like, I could continue to live my life.
He just constantly has a bee in his mouth. It's like, oh yeah, there's Bee Steve. Got the bee in his mouth, like always.
Bee Steve the billionaire. Yeah.
That's a really good character. I'd love to be that character.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to be a billionaire.
All right, so you're going to make a feature-length film in your style, but the main protagonist is going to be Bee Steve. The billionaire Steve. Who loves to fuck but hates to speak.
He can never open his mouth. He has like one of those food tubes. A poor guy. Poor Bee Steve.
He has to blend all his food and like inject it directly into his stomach because he can't drown the bee.
Oh, I hate that.
All right, I have a question for you guys. Okay.
All right,
so this is... I'll be interviewing you guys for now. Okay, so let's say that a magician comes up to you, and this is a classic question from back in the day on the podcast, where he says that he'll give you $2 billion, but... You have to go spend the next 40...
I'll do it.
I think you might want me to finish the question on this one. So, okay, so you...
Oh, okay, all right.
For $2 billion, you have
I'll
to spend...
I'll do it.
All right, I'll finish. I'll hear.
All right.
Sorry, go ahead.
For $2 billion, you have to spend the next 4,300 years as a series of ducks.
I'll do it.
Wait. Okay, wait. I have a few questions.
Okay.
You said a series of ducks?
Yeah, yeah.
So I would become different ducks throughout... like decades of my life.
Okay, so here's what happens. Okay, so like he snaps his fingers and then immediately you become a duck. Like your soul morphs into a duck. And then when that duck dies, you become a new duck. And that happens for 4,300 years. You're aware for all of it. And then you snap right back to the moment before it and you get $2 billion.
Oh, that's a phenomenal question.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Let me write down some questions.
Okay.
Do you mind? I got you totally lost me. So wait, let me try to. So you're a duck.
Yeah.
And you live for 4,300 years?
4,300 years. Well, no, you don't live 4,300 years as that one duck. You just live as a duck's life. And you probably die pretty soon, and then you become a new duck.
Oh.
Each time.
How long do ducks live for?
Let's say like maybe 7 years or something.
How long do ducks live? I'm trying to get facts here. How long do ducks live for?
I have the perfect strategy for this one. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to ask a series of questions, and then I'm going to outsmart this game and become the richest generational billionaire duck of all time. So, first question.
Just to be clear, I am not a wizard, and I'm not actually offering this, but sure, let's go.
Oh, now I'm not as interested, but I guess I'll ask anyways.
No. He's offering it. He's offering it.
Are you serious? Is this real?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, okay. Wow, I'm like sweating right now. My heart is throbbing.
His palms are spaghetti. Knees weak, arms spaghetti. There's vomit on his spaghetti already. Mom, spaghetti.
Okay, so first of all, can I speak English as a duck?
You can speak English inside your head. Like, you can still... Yeah.
Okay, so do I have human intelligence?
You have the soul of a human, and you can think as a human, but you will still only be able to act as a duck.
How are my genitals? Are they like the corkscrew, or are they like normal human penis and balls?
You're just a duck. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're not some horrific duck male penis hybrid.
Oh, so fuck. Do I still control myself, or am I just playing like third party?
You do control yourself, but it's kind of like semi-autonomous, in which like you have to act in ways that a duck would act. You can't like use that to your advantage to form like the society of high IQ ducks or something.
Right. Understood.
So like instinct kicks in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And I do feel pain, right?
Yes. You feel full pain, and you'll probably die horrifically because you're an animal in the wild.
And do I have a sense of time?
You have like a vague sense of time. Like if you keep count of the days in your head, you can keep track.
Okay. And my final question is, do I retain knowledge from duck life to duck life?
100%.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait,
right?
You do?
Well, as much as you could remember, like realistically.
See, I feel like that's kind of the, that kind of sells it, right? Because you could just become the smartest fucking duck ever. You just like go around and travel from pond to pond.
100%.
Well, let me put it this way though. Like, okay, so what did you guys eat for breakfast 2.5 weeks ago?
Toast with peanut butter.
Probably some coffee and some peanuts.
Okay, the day before that.
Toast with peanut butter.
Okay, what did it say in the second minute of the TV show you watched right after that? Like at that point during the day?
Couldn't tell you. Okay, well listen, it's generalized knowledge, right? I can use the important bits of information as a duck from life to life, I can inevitably become a very self-sufficient duck, right? My quality of life will improve from life to life. I will gain real-life knowledge like once I'm transported back into my human body. And here's the thing, right? So time is a construct in this hypothetical, right? So I will be aging as a duck, but I won't be aging as a human. I'll be able to interpret the information around me. I'll be transported back in that human body after 4,600 years, and I will change the world.
My final message.
The constructs of the world. I will know everything that happens through talk around me for 4,600 years. I will be able to predict the future and have $2 billion.
Let me take you down a peg here and point out that you can only gain information as a duck on the level that a duck can gain that information.
Damn it!
What level is that?
Like, what would he like? Just like stuff that a duck could observe.
The different kinds of bread.
Yeah, or like you wouldn't even know what bread is. You'd just be like, "Oh, this is a tasty starch."
I wouldn't do it then.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, so
really,
hold on. All right. So just to clarify, when you snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity, and you're human again. Yeah. Are you able to? You are able to retain the knowledge from when you were. Well, I calculated it here. All 430 of those ducks, right?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, is it 4,300 or 4,600? I'm lost.
It's 4,300 years as a duck or series of ducks.
Okay. All right. So when you come back, you know everything about them fucking ducks, right?
Yeah. Although keep in mind that information is mostly instinct and like minor strategies for survival as a duck. Like, it won't help you in real life.
Right, but well, that's not true. You can open up a bakery. You could start an aquarium of some kind, some sort of natural habitat for different algae and mosses and ducks. You could become the duck man.
The duck man.
I'm doing it.
I changed my mind. I want to be the duck man.
All right. Okay, so I feel like the answer to this question, though, is that since you ultimately do snap back at the end of it, there's technically no downside, right? Like, it's just annoying, and it takes a long
You'd
time.
You lose your sanity.
But at the end of it, it's like...
You would lose your sanity.
Well, can I write a theme song for Duckman?
No, let's say, because the concept of sanity is a human thing. If you're just a duck, I don't think that collective experience would drive you insane. I just think you'd just be like, I died.
I would forget who I was once I was transported back in my human body, though. I'd lose it entirely. I'd be discombobulated.
Well, just write yourself a Google Doc giving you the summary, like the like the Spark Notes.
How
of your life.
I write a Google Doc with fucking webbed feet.
No, before you start, like, you just say, "Can I have 5 minutes?" Oh. And then just like write down like the, you know, the big notes at that point.
Okay, no, I'm down. All right, next question. That was phenomenal. I'm gonna start using that one in real life.
Call it the Google Doc.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Can I write a theme song for Duckman right here on the show?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck. All right, here we go. His name is Duckman. He's got regular genitals and not genitals of a human. His name is Duckman. He doesn't give a fuck, man.
Ooh.
Goes back to being human and has a shit ton of money.
Hey.
And that's our show, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
That was fire.
Moving on to the next question.
I was waiting for an applause or something.
Guys, give him an applause in the chat. Give him some...
Can I get some claps in the chat, please?
Yeah, consolation pugs, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care if they're sympathy claps. I want to be rewarded for my musical abilities.
Here's a real quick one before we actually get to the next question.
Okay.
What do you guys think of the term cap?
Like no cap? Cap?
Yeah, it seems like it's been taken off lately.
Lately? That's
best. Yeah, I feel like it's definitely taken off lately, no cap.
Yeah.
No, I'm from East Coast, so I'm close to New York, and like that's like the, you know how we say like as a filler, like we're like, you know, like it's basically their equivalent to like every sentence no cap.
No yeah. cap.
Yeah, no cap. You know what I'm saying? No cap.
Do people ever say cap though?
What? Oh like yeah, the they opposite? Do. Yeah, yeah. Like instead of saying you're lying, they say cap.
Oh, cap.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about the term though? Is my question.
Indifferent.
I like it. No cap.
It doesn't piss me off like other slang. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's going to work.
Yeah, it'll work for sure.
What's slang that pisses you off?
I mean, I don't want it to be like an old man yells at cloud here and list them off. Like, I don't know, man. But here's my next question. Okay. And this is going to be the make or break for you guys to get the job or not. Okay.
Okay.
So let's say that there's a door that you can go through and...
I'll do it.
Funny stuff. Okay. So... Let's say that there's a door that you can go through, and there's 100% chance that you're going to survive going through that door, and you're going to come across a substantial amount of money. And you're actually asked the question, how much of a percentage lower would you take a risk in order to get that? Let's say it's like the same amount of money, like $2 billion. Like, let's say that there's a voltage shed up through the door where there's like a chance of getting a fatal electric shock, like you'd be electrocuted.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the percentage chance that you would crank it up to at maximum?
For how much money?
Let's say the same amount, $2 billion.
Okay. Am I a duck in this situation?
Yeah. No. Well, would it change your answer?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because I feel like you can kind of skirt that a little bit better.
Because this is just one of my 4,300 years of ducks. It would just be like, yeah. I could just keep trying. I would do like 99% in that case. I would just take the risk, you know? Because yeah. I got a couple shots. You know, I got 4,300 years. Hell, I would do like 99.99% because I could just keep coming back as a duck.
That's true.
Speed run any percentage.
$2 billion.
Speed run any percent duck death. Yeah.
No cap.
No, let's say if you're you right now.
50.
50?
Yep.
Wow.
I would do 50.
Mm. Why 50?
Because that's just the number that everyone goes by. Like, you either get $2 billion or you die. Like, I feel like anything else is just too elaborate and there's too many variables. 50-50 is like the go-to, the tried and true, the golden standard, if you will.
It's like a coin flip.
It's a
like
coin
that.
Flip. Yeah,
I like your reasoning.
Thank you.
That's smart. That's real smart. I'm going to steal his answer and go 50-50.
Lars?
But
I'm going to say like 1%. I don't want to die. Like, that's kind of a death wish at that point. Like, I mean, 50%.
Yeah, I mean,
is,
I guess it's like playing Russian roulette.
It is. Well, Russian roulette is 1 in 6, Amir. Like, this is like a gun where you have 3 bullets in there. Like, I don't want to die, man.
Yeah.
It would make a fire
YouTube
video.
You guys go 50.
Yeah, if you film it.
Yeah, I mean, you get a lot of hits, but at what cost? Like, it's just.
Yeah.
Either my death or $2 billion. Like, imagine the title, like, $2 billion doorway gone wrong, in parentheses, I died, or I got $2 billion from walking through a door. Like, either one, I get hits, you know? It's like, I can't lose.
Now, here's the question.
That's true.
What if the prize was different? Like, let's say that the prize was...
pee-pee and a cake.
A loving, long-term, basically, lifelong, if you wanted it, relationship with, like, your soulmate or something.
20%.
How long are we talking?
However long you want it to be. Here? Like, whatever your style is.
So if I wanted to live forever...
No. Like, normal... Like, you die when you die.
Oh. And there's no money.
Nope.
Am I a duck?
Nope. You're not a duck.
Okay. So there's no money. I'm not a duck. And the door can possibly kill me.
Yeah.
But the trade-off is I'm going to die anyway. But with my soulmate.
Yeah, the person you were meant to spend your life with, or just the indefinite future with. Like, the person that you are, like, was created for you.
Hmm.
Anthony said 20%.
Fuck it, I'll do it.
I did say 20%.
What would you do, Duplex?
50.
What?
50? Wow.
Yeah, it's still a coin flip. I really liked Anthpo's reasoning behind not complicating things. Just flip the coin, see what happens.
Yeah.
My Alexa just went off. Yeah, oh, that shit haunted, bro. That scared the crap out of me. Oh my goodness.
Maybe she's your soulmate.
Yeah.
Decide.
Yeah, you get there, you see an Echo Dot, like, just sitting there. This is your life now.
Yeah.
That was a bit in one of my videos that I fell in love with Alexa.
Ah, okay.
On TikTok, though, for my TikTok house that I'm in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
If Alexa or Siri or what's the other one? Echo? How many are there now?
It's like 4.
Okay.
There's Google.
Yeah.
Isn't Google?
Just Google. Yeah. Boring.
It was boring. Okay. Here's my question. If these AI helpers, right, you know, those things that give you recipes and go off when you don't want them to, if they came to life as living, breathing people, would you fuck them?
Do they have a pulse?
No.
Yes. Oh, then no.
Oh. Wow.
Okay. No, I don't know. I'd have to see. I have to see. Listen, it's all about personality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you know their personality.
No, I don't. I don't know enough. I would want to take him out to a nice moonlit dinner date and get to know them and ask them how they're feeling and what their ambitions are and what, you know, what their outlooks on certain politics are, and then fall deeply in love over the course
of, I found this on the web for.
Listen, man, you're a fine line right now, all right? You're talking about my future wife right here, and you're joking with me.
Be nice to the guest, Amir.
You're right. I'm sorry. I was just thinking, you know, like when you're asking her questions on a date, right? Because I'm imagining this scenario, like...
Wait, you would ask this on a date?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you would try to get to know them. No, I'm not saying I wouldn't ask the AI person on a date if they would fuck AI. I'm just saying, like...
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, you would ask, like if you're going out with a girl, you would ask her, like, would you have sex with your Echo Dot?
No.
Okay, I really misinterpreted.
Well, I mean, that is a good question, but... Hear me out. Yeah. Okay, imagine you're on a date with your Alexa or your Echo Dot or your fucking Google, whatever. And you ask them what you want to know about them, and they just reply with, you know, like, oh, I found this on the web for my ambitions. And it's just, you have to scroll. and read through it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Oh, yeah, somebody in chat linked the movie Her. It's a good little reference there. It was very nice.
There was a kind of a weird situation in that movie where they use, and it never really satisfied me, where they, like, the guy that Joaquin Phoenix plays, I forgot his name, they use, like, a surrogate, like, it was just, like, some other chick to have sex with. Like, you guys watched the movie, right?
No, I have no idea what this is.
Okay. I watched a Spark Notes.
Okay. So basically, like, he falls in love with his smart device, and, like, they wanna get down.
Wait, really? Wait, this is a thing?
Yeah. Oh, and it's treated completely seriously, by the way, for the record.
It is not a comedy, yeah.
What the fuck?
Not a comedy at all. And, okay, so, like, to get around the fact that she doesn't have a body, they decide on, like, a surrogate who's gonna act out, like, the things that they say and think. Like,
what?
She's gonna represent the Echo Dot. It's really weird. It felt like it would be really unsatisfying.
This sounds like a comedy. Like, I can picture Adam Sandler being in this movie.
Can you describe the plot of Her without actually seeing it? It's kind of ridiculous.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So he literally does what we just described in our little hypothetical.
Well, yeah, except it's not the personified version of the Echo Dot. It's like a random chick that's like a prostitute who's like filling in, I guess.
I need to watch this movie because it's hard to believe it exists.
Yeah, you know what's weird? I actually liked it. I thought it was good. Like, it was a good drama.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did it move you? Did you cry? Did you piss and shit and cum?
No, I mean, I just thought it was nicely shot and it had good actors and stuff.
Oh,
okay.
Speaking of this, I have a question for you guys that can benefit both me and the viewers. Do you have any good movie or TV show recommendations?
Yes, I do. Okay. So, are you guys familiar with Charlie Kaufman?
No.
He's the guy who did Synecdoche, New York, adaptation, all that. So he came out with this movie that's on Netflix right now. It just came out in September. It's called I'm Thinking of Ending Things. Mm. It's really, really good. I highly recommend them. It's don't watch the movie while you're drunk. Don't watch the movie while you're high. Don't watch the movie if you're depressed in any way, but it's a really good movie to watch.
Okay. So I'm assuming it deals with suicide, right?
You know what? I'm actually not even going to confirm yes or no. Go into it completely blind.
I like that.
I do like
very
that.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's framed, however, as like a couple that's going to visit their parents, and the woman is thinking of ending things in the relationship. And that's all I'm going to say on that. Just take an hour or two at some point this week. Check it out. And yeah, it does have Todd from Breaking Bad as the lead character. I don't know if you guys watched that.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey,
Todd from Breaking Bad was in the Breaking Bad video you just put out.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Cool. So technically, Anthpo is canon in I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
There we go. Yeah. Facts.
So by proxy, you're in the movie.
Yeah. You know, I wish I had like a more like community oriented audience. I mean, I don't have time to like cater that, but like I would love for like my audience to like, every time someone mentioned a movie or TV show that I did a video on, people would be like, oh, wasn't Anthpo in that movie? That would be so funny, bro. I see people like in comments of like Avatar, like clips on YouTube being like, bro, Anthpo was so good in this scene. Like that would be so funny.
So for those of you listening, make sure you make that happen. It'll be a Christmas miracle.
Start slow and then just
also, up. I'll go ahead and put a link in the show notes to that Breaking Bad video. Cause we were like, I was showing it to people on the server today and they were giggling from it. And it was an interesting kind of subversion because when I see videos like that, what I'm assuming are they're going to parody an episode of something like every episode of Big Bang Theory ever. And it's going to like just make fun of it. But you actually did a pretty surprisingly good job of condensing down the entirety of Breaking Bad into 3 minutes of kind of meme-y jokes.
Yeah, without spoiling it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was the big thing. I didn't want to give away the ending, so I'm like, well, how do I do this? Right? Because like, it doesn't spoil too much, right? Like, it just spoils just the right amount. And I kind of did that with the Avatar thing, but I don't know. I wanted, because like, it was getting a lot of traction. I was like, I should end it how it's supposed to end.
Yeah, I do like how you did that, but you still paid homage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovingly made. Exactly. That makes sense.
It is.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
It's great. It's wonderful.
That leads me to an interesting stylistic choice, which is that it's, I don't think it's specifically from this video, although you did censor bitch every time. You are hilariously liberal with your censoring in your videos. Like anything remotely construed as a swear word at all. It's like frick and stuff.
Yeah.
I did that as a joke in one. Like I was like, I was going to say the F word. I was like,
I think that was the Office one, right?
I forget what it was. I think it was a long time ago. I like said frick instead and censored it. And then I got like 10% of the comments on that video were just like, why did he censor frick? Yeah. And then like from that point, I'm like, that's so funny. Like people, because like people who don't like know that I just do that. It, oh man, it's such a good joke too. Like I want to get to the point where I'm just like censoring like normal words. And people are like, yeah. Why did he censor the? Like, yeah. Oh, that'd be so funny.
Yeah, no, and also
Lars was
like
censoring the word gamer.
Yeah, that's like my exact sense of humor. In one episode, I just decided to censor the word gamer or gaming whenever it came up, and it just killed. Just ridiculous humor. I love it.
It's great.
Oh, movie recommendations from Mr. Plex.
Oh, let's see. So I'm not much of like a movie watcher, right? I primarily because I just don't have time. And like when I do watch a movie, it's like typically like months or even years after it comes out. I'm just very like slow with that shit. God, fuck. What's the last movie I watched? Oh God. Fuck. Skip me. Come back to me. Go back to Lars.
Okay.
All right.
Padilla.
Well, I have. If you're listening to this podcast and you haven't seen this movie, you have to stop whatever you're going to do after you finish this podcast, assuming you're not going to sleep, and watch The Social Dilemma.
Ooh, I've heard that's good.
Yeah. I mean, to content creators. Okay, so it's just a movie about how social media is affecting us as a society and like what it's doing to like generations, like adults, to like us. And it talks about like how social media apps aren't what they used to be. They're meant to like keep you engaged. It's just like a lot of stuff that I feel like we should be very aware of. And as a content creator, like I was very aware of that type of stuff, but I feel like it's a good reminder and it's a definite thing that anybody who uses social media should watch. I was going to make a video about it, but I was having a hard time like figuring out how to make it funny. So maybe I'll come back to it and try to do it again. It won Sundance, which is like the biggest film festival in the world. Very, very important film for everybody to watch and be attentive of. Because like we live in a society of social media.
I like that.
All right, Duplex, it's your turn.
Oh fuck! Skip me. Come back to me,
bro. I gave you like 2 minutes. I just rambled for 2 minutes.
You gave him like 15 minutes, by the way, with all the detours we took along the way.
That's true. God, I think the last movie I watched was like Uncut Gems. I think that was the last movie I watched.
Good movie.
It was good. I'm like pulling from my memory banks, trying to think of a good movie. The last time I enjoyed the art of film, the Super Mario Brothers movie from the 90s. That one's really good. If you like,
yes,
campy cheesiness and weirdly spiky men. And
you have a non-meme answer though, like really anything at all.
It's not a meme. I genuinely like that movie. Fuck,
Monkey.
God damn it. Hold on. I'm trying to have a Jimmy Neutron brain blast right now.
I take a brain poot at this point, if you got it.
I'm focusing. Lars, I'm focusing. Hold on. Hold on.
All right, you know what? You're excused. You're excused from this question because your brain...
Oh, thank you.
Listen, Jesus. At the end of the show, if you have something, you can offer it up.
Okay.
Right now, I'm rewatching... Nobody that is listening to this can ever tell anybody about this because I've kept it very lock and key. But I'm rewatching for the fifth time.
Oh,
that is so fire! I don't tell people I watch, but because I just don't want to be on that type of side of the internet just
yet. Cares,
maybe like
man.
When I'm old and decrepit.
Wear that shit with
when
pride.
When I'm old and decrepit. No. I'm gonna come out as that's the whole game, right? Coming out as
right.
I'm gonna save it.
Are you gonna make a video out of that?
But yeah,
you gotta wait for your parents to kind of like liberalize over the decades and to get to the point where they would accept that. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, fire show, by the way.
I'm just gonna give some off rip here, just some recommendations over the last few years of films that I really, really enjoyed. Knives Out was a good recent one.
Yeah, never heard of it.
You Were Never Really Here is also with Joaquin Phoenix. And god damn, that was like, okay, so it's this guy basically who goes around and busts up child sex trafficking rings. And it's so well shot. And the cinematography is so great. It's like one of the very few movies I would give a 5 out of 5. I highly recommend you guys watch that movie. Game Night, I would recommend. That might sound a little bit silly. It's that one with Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams where they like they do like a murder mystery game and it's actually like real. And yeah. Oh. Surprisingly good. Really good soundtrack. Actually edited really well. Someone's saying in the chat, Baby Driver. That's another good one.
Boss Baby?
Yeah, Boss Baby.
That's it.
Yeah, Boss Baby.
Lady Bird from 2017 was really, really good. Good coming of age story. And then Eighth Grade by Bo Burnham was fantastic. I don't know if you guys ever watched that one.
No.
I have not, but I'm very aware of Bo Burnham and his success story.
Very inspiring. He randomly decided to make like an auteur-level movie about like the awkward experience of eighth grade, and it's really good. Like, I think it was his first movie that he made by himself.
I think I've heard of that. I never watched, but I've heard of that.
Yeah. And then someone in the chat says Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That is my all-time favorite film. That can't be beaten.
Yeah.
Oh! Now I remember the last movie I watched. Sorry. It jizzed onto my brain. My smooth-ass brain. Get Out was the last movie I watched. Good movie.
I hear that's a good movie.
Oh, that's a crazy story. Do you guys know who directed that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jordan Peele, right?
Isn't that interesting?
That's crazy.
So interesting to me. That's so cool. He's a comedy guy. He's a guy that makes funny skits, and now he's like a crazy award-winning director.
Yeah, he's made a few movies since then, right?
Yeah, he has. Mm-hmm. You know what's weird? There is this tendency where when people who are primarily comedians test out drama, they tend to be pretty decent at it. I don't know why. It's like they know how to do the opposite so well that they know what to avoid in a drama or something. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Is that like, you know, when you're doing comedy, especially like dark comedy or edgier comedy, you like you have that thing built inside of you where you're just like, I'm going to make some fucking fire ass drama right now with the real problems of the world.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's me being profound, by the way. Can I get some claps in
the
chat?
Thank you,
So I would like to move on to our next segment. It's called Thoughts on This Image. If you will direct your eyes to the recording chat, I'm gonna drop some images in there, and basically I just need you to like describe them.
Don't forget to render these in, by the way, Duplex.
Render them in. What do you mean?
On the YouTube cut.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Sorry. I got you. All right. So the first image.
Audio listeners.
Yeah. So yeah, you're gonna do the job of describing it. For those of you that have been here before, you've probably seen this image before. I'm keeping a few of them just, you know, recycled. So, Anthpo, on the off chance you haven't seen this, here it is. There it is. So, describe it and give your initial thoughts on it.
All right. So, there is a human boy's head inside a giant black crab in the middle of what looks like a water park or just park in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest, this image makes me incredibly incredibly happy. it evokes the serotonin and dopamine neurotransmitters within my brain. It's a very wholesome, intentfully ecstatic image, and honestly, I'm very happy I'm viewing it. If you're an auditory listener, just picture a very happy black lab smiling, and it's a similar feeling. Next image, please.
Okay, that was great. That was great.
Thank you for describing the image, by the way, for our audio listeners, because that will be absolutely essential for this to work.
Yeah, 100%. So here's the next one. Please, if you will.
All right, so right now we have a man. He is sitting in what looks like an outside shower. He is a robot man, actually. His body, minus his forearms downward, is made out of a gold tinfoil of sorts. He has a nice Abraham Lincoln beard, and he is staring dreadfully into the distance. This image definitely evokes a bit of eeriness within me.
Okay.
Although at the same time, it gives me a bit of optimism. I feel like this man has the passion, has the ambition to move forwards. And the only thing holding him back is but a plane of glass. Something that is there, but is almost intrinsic, right? All he has to do is push past it. He can see what's on the other end. It's all going to be from within. That's what's going to get him to move forward.
That was beautiful.
Next image.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's Abraham Lincoln, by the way, but that was beautiful. All right, here's the next image.
SpongeBob with fire in mouth. Outside, bleak, death, kill intent, murder everything. SpongeBob.
And how does it make you feel?
If you auditory listeners, they're really happy right now. They're like, man, this man is speaking proverbs right now.
Spitting facts.
I should
no
just
cap.
Put that description without any context as the cold open or something.
And let's see.
Maybe we should keep it to a three.
Here's I got one more though.
All right.
I'll make it quick.
All right.
Man in plastic bag filled with green substance, balls everywhere, man suffocating, death drowning. That's the sound he'd be making. Haunted image. I feel death. I feel nothing. Emptiness.
Wow. Okay. I like that noise. It sounded like the man was given some like crazy top.
Given that good brain.
Yeah. That sloppy toppy.
Oh, speaking of noises, can you make the platypus noise, please? All right, thank you.
Beautiful.
It was not that good. People were like in the comments, like, bro, he does the platypus thing so well. I'm like, it's literally just not good. I never understood the appeal.
I think it's pretty good.
Thanks, man.
That was 100% for the fans of Anthpo. And I kind of want to talk, by the way, speaking of business, let's talk about your 5-year plan.
Mm.
What's on the horizon for you?
Is this still for the job?
Let's say, Doplex, how about this? For the remainder of the podcast, for the many, many years and decades that we do this, assume every question is for a job. Okay. And assume that it is a
life or death matter.
Gotcha.
Ooh. Okay.
5-year plan. Graduate. I just hope Corona's over next year. I want to be able to graduate a year early. I'm currently in a business fraternity, by the way. So that's where I'm getting all my business acumen. They're doing like my accounting stuff, hopefully, and they're going to help me and be some fine brothers and sisters to me. Graduate, have them help out with my finances, go off and try some traditional Hollywood stuff, keep making cool YouTube videos, try my hand in making music of any sort, funny stuff, I don't know, maybe serious stuff. It's never going to be 100% serious because I just feel like I'm not suited for that.
Well, you never know.
I got a bucket list of things I want to do outside of YouTube. Like I want to do some cool stuff, like go to Japan. Make out with some anime girls. I hear they live there.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna go through my bucket list real quick because I'm trying to get some of these done. Oh yeah. I wanna get on Drama Alert. I wanna get on there for something. I might just like tweet Keemstar like F you or something. Hopefully he puts me on.
I was gonna ask, like, as a guest, or you want Keemstar to like actually talk about
me? I want
you.
Him to just talk about me. I just think that's really funny. I got blocked by Keemstar in like 8th grade or something.
Oh.
I kept tweeting him pictures of crabs. And then you just blocked me. I tweeted him like once a day for like a month or something.
Just going to put this out into the ether. Keemstar, if you're listening to this, Anthpo thinks that you're a pee pants. I'm just going to put that out there. Just see what happens.
That's surprisingly tame. I don't think he'll be mad by that.
Well, yeah, I can get more vulgar if you'd like, but...
I'll figure it out. I'll figure it
All
out.
All you got to do is reply with that the picture of his... or the video of his doppelganger fucking a suction cup dildo on some... train tracks.
I forgot about that. Classic.
I'll never forget.
I miss when I forgot about that.
It's like 9/11.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you born before or after 9/11?
I was born 2 months before.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like an infant. I was actually really close to it too. I was like 160 miles away or something.
Oh, shit. So it's your fault.
It's all my fault, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You caused this.
This is...
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. You heard it here first,
that's
folks.
Okay. You're forgiven.
What's really interesting, by the way, is that there's now like an era of people who just like didn't even exist when 9/11 was a thing. And but everyone before it takes it super seriously. So that's going to be an interesting contrast to observe when like people who are born after 2001 are going to be able to like intellectually understand like the why people are so upset about it happening, but they're not going to have like that emotional attachment to it. And I think it's going to lead to a lot of fights, to be honest. Like, I think it's going to stir up shit.
It'll be like the Civil War.
Yeah. Not the Civil War 2 Electric Boogaloo over 9/11. I can see it.
The squeakquel.
It's about time.
Yeah.
History class is going to be weird.
We were talking about your five-year plan, by the way. And I noticed you kind of have a lot of things kind of up in the air. Is there anything like you're leaning to the most? Because you're saying like, oh, I'll do some YouTube, I'll do some music, I'll do some business, I'll do some mainstream cinema and stuff like that. Like, is there anything that your brain just naturally really gravitates and that you hope wins in the end?
That's a really good question. I've never in my whole life done one thing, like ever. And I know that once I find that thing and I go all in, like, I'm going to do well in it. I just, because I've always juggled like 10 things at once. Like YouTube, I don't even spend too much. I don't spend as much time as I should on it. In my opinion, if I could do something cool in music, I don't like how musicians do their things. I feel like they can be so much more smart with like branding and kind of like having like a social presence. I think like Joji kind of does it well, but I still think he takes himself too seriously nowadays.
Yeah.
Oliver Tree kind of had it. He was like there for a while where he's like trying to build up like more than just like Oliver Tree. Like he's a dude on a scooter and he's got a funny brand and
collabs with Chirdleys.
You know, makes like off kilter music. Stuff like that is cool. Like I feel like people on the internet should never take themselves too seriously. Music could be really fun, but I also don't have like a lot of musical talent. Like I know how to use FL Studio and play instruments, but like, you know, that would be fun. I want to try things like that. I like trying things I've never done. So final answer.
Okay.
That was nice.
Someone in the chat, by the way, just said that you remind him of OG Filthy Frank. Did you get that comparison a lot?
Yeah, I got that a lot when I first started, but I wanted to make sure I was like not being too un-PC, because I didn't know where I was headed. I was like, dang, like if this YouTube thing dies, like I'm in college.
Yeah. So
I mean, I watched him when I was a kid. I think the main difference is like, obviously like he wanted to break the rules and I'm just trying to like fudge the lines.
Yeah. That makes
sense. Oh, like you can't make 2-minute long videos. I'm like, well, I can, you know, whereas like people are like, oh, you can't say the N word, and Filthy Frank's like, oh, I can, you know?
I feel like the video length one is a better rule to break in that situation than the other.
Yeah.
I don't know. You kind of like, I can see the comparison, but at the same time, like you're being goofy, but you're not like crafting this entire persona with like lore and characters and stuff. So you could exit that at any time, I guess. That's what Joji actually ran into as a problem, where like he had built up this entire universe and at one point he had to just completely yeet it from existence in order to move on as a creator.
But he had to drop a book first.
Yeah, just to
do the work,
just to toss out the Bible before he kind of just, you know, evaporates.
Yeah,
makes sense. Doplex, you got any more questions for our elegant, esteemed Canadian guest?
I do. I have one last task for you, Anthpo. First, I just want to say you've been a lovely guest. I would like to ask you if you could come up with an acronym on the spot.
Well, I came up with this a long time ago. Co came up with it. It's LMAO.
Okay.
It stands for Let's Make a Parentheses Terrorist Organization.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. So that's what people have meant by that?
This whole time.
I was really misinformed. Whoa.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always got to be careful.
Do you use this slang?
So when they say party rockers in the house tonight, that's code for everybody get the fuck out.
For death to America.
Oh, no. LMFAO stands for laughing my flipping a-hole off.
Oh.
LMAO stands for Let's Make a Parentheses Terrorist Organization.
Okay. Cool.
Good job with that segment, I guess.
All right. Thanks, man.
Wait. No.
Hey,
actually, you know what? Amir said to make one up, not to rehash one from the past.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So yeah,
all right,
you're in the hot seat, my friend. So you gotta,
all right,
you gotta drop some fire right here, right now, or you're never leaving.
All
right,
it's IEA. Any guesses?
IEA.
IEA.
I eat
ass.
Aquatic animals.
I eat ass.
I eat ass. There we go, everybody. All right.
I hated this segment.
Well, how about a song instead?
All right,
go ahead.
All right, let me pull out the old Beatrice. That's not my keyboard's name, but it should be.
It is now.
All right, it is now.
This is Beatrice.
All right, what do you guys want? You guys want number 27 Future Dance, or do you guys want number 25 Power Dance number one?
Power Dance number one.
Can you do both at the same time?
No, I can't. The keyboard doesn't allow for that, Lars. Oh,
never mind.
Come on. All right, here's Power Dance one. And here's the transition.
Ooh.
And one more.
Oh. The beat switch up. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. And that leads into actually kind of my final question, which is what's coming up for you in terms of YouTube videos in the moment? Are you working on any? Are you working on any bangers?
I have a couple things planned longer term. But in terms of what's immediately, I don't know what my next video is, but video after that, I'm doing a regular show parody that's going to be like super, super like surrealist humor. Like, it's not going to be like your typical like, haha, funny meme. Like, I'm going to do some weird stuff. Because I feel like if you watch regular show, you know, you've got that weird sense of humor. So regular show, because I love that show. It is so funny. It was way ahead of its time. I'm making a parody about that for sure.
Nice. I can't wait.
Oh, and I'm doing porn. Why are you laughing?
Now that I can't wait for.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Because you said I could eat the cake.
Yeah, but only if you sat on the peepee.
All right, that just about does it. That just about does it for the first podcast, the only podcast. I'd like to thank my guests for coming on today.
Hell yeah.
Wait, hey, Duplex, do you want to try taking a live question, by the way? Because you've never done that before. Just before we head out.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Let's just give it a shot, because Duplex is actually like a new host on the show.
I've noticed, yeah.
So I'm kind of easing him in gradually. So if anyone has a live question they want to give, and guys, toss like an easy one so he can get the good practice.
Or you can hop on and threaten me.
Yeah, or you can threaten his life.
That's how I get high.
We'll wait for if anyone in the chat wants to do that. And don't be afraid. Like, you don't have to have like a super awesome mic or anything.
Yeah. Or if you want a song, I can also supply you with that.
Yeah.
This keyboard, this baby's got a lot of presets.
Clearly. I've gotten a lot of mileage out of them.
Unfortunately.
Should we just take Peridot's?
Wait, what?
There, I'll unmute Peridot. You can just ask it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hello.
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 It's kind of awkward since I'm on live, but this is my first time, but I really liked your life advice from a doofus video.
Thank you.
It really helped me out. I was wondering if you were planning to do more like serious videos like those.
Yes. I definitely want to do more stuff like that. I feel like I have like an obligation to inspire some of the younger folk that watch me. Like, I definitely got some like old heads watch my videos because they think they're funny, but I also have some young impressionable minds who I feel like I have an obligation to help out.
King shit.
That's something I got to think about once I get more time. I want to inspire the youth. I want to make them do cool things, have fun with friends, live a good, fulfilling life. You know what I'm saying? Woo!
Hell yeah.
Poggers. Poggers for fulfilling life.
Or 430 of them as a duck.
All right.
Thank you for your question.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, that actually leads me to a real quick last question before we go. I'm guessing that you got some comparisons to Nakey Jakey when you did the gaming video.
Yeah, I did. I made that video because I wanted to get my roommate a PC, and I didn't have like money to spare. NZXT was like, make a video, and I was like, I'll make a gaming video. I literally did it for the sponsored segment, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
But I also feel like, well, I was already doing green screen stuff, so I didn't feel like terrible about it. Like, I didn't like, he's a cool guy, and I feel like I don't have his sense of humor. But yeah, I got conspiracy. I've never really gotten hate, and hopefully I can stick to that.
Yeah, you don't seem like the kind of guy who's going to inspire a lot of people to be like, fuck this guy. Like, it's just not really like content that's controversial.
Not yet.
Not yet, Turkleton.
No.
By the way, Anthony, if people want to check out your stuff, where can they find you?
https://www.youtube.com/anthpo. I'm also on TikTok. What I don't use it a lot. I'm also in the house nobody asked for, which is a TikTok house. I'm also on Twitter and an Instagram. That's it.
You should go by, like, whenever you plug your shit, you should go by your full URL, which is youtube.com/channel/UC94XL. I think that's an L or an I. NLWRY7AP. I committed to this bit, so I have to keep going. 1GHBFBACYQ. So if you want to subscribe, make sure you go there. Sorry. Right. I was in too deep.
Thank you for the plug.
Of course, man.
By the way, guys, you, King. If you've been enjoying the podcast for a while and you want to help support it, there's actually a couple ways you can do that at this point. Number one, you can go to patreon.com/T1podcast and get bonus episodes of the show, early listening privileges, a funny role on the Discord, a patron-only chat, and more. Go ahead and check that out. We actually just put out a bonus episode with many kudos, a bonus episode which was a solo analysis of Zelda Breath of the Wild, a couple years removed from its release. I had a lot of fun making that. If you want to check some of that stuff out, go to patreon.com/T1podcast today. Also, as of like literally last week, we've decided to put the podcast on YouTube. So go ahead and subscribe to us there at youtube.t1podcast.com. Helps us either way. And we wanted you to be able to listen to the podcast on whatever platform you guys wanted to. You guys have been bugging us for years. Get it on YouTube. And we said no. And then we said yes.
And if you're listening to this on YouTube, hey, how you doing?
Subscribe. Seriously, fucking subscribe, please.
But first, do it. Before you subscribe here, make sure you go subscribe to Anthpo. All right.
You may want to turn off push to talk once we get going.
All right. You don't have to tell me twice.
Okay.
I just hope I don't cut out. We'll see.
I kind of like the push to talk, though.
Yeah, but then, like, in the mid, if he starts laughing, like, it's gonna, he's gonna have to push it in the middle of it. It's gonna be really awkward.
Push to laugh.
Push to laugh.
Push to laugh.